You're listening to Rewild and Free. This is the go-to podcast for conscious and holistic mother entrepreneurs who are ditching society's to-do list for intentional living, freedom, and abundance while creating impact and legacy in their home and business. If we haven't met yet, I'm Nicole Pasvier, your lighthearted mom friend and biz bestie wrapped in one. I'm an ex-nurse turned matrescence guide and business coach, leading women just like you into the new paradigm, where thriving in motherhood is your birthright and so is a successful and sustainable online business. Keep listening if you're ready to unsubscribe from patriarchal motherhood, bro marketing, and boss babe culture. Because in this space, we use nature as our framework as we move towards feminine embodied business development, cyclical orientation, and slow living. Together, let's rewild and remember as we break free from survival and reconnect to what truly matters. Okay, friend, steep your tea and take the most loving breath you've given to yourself today, and let's go. Hello. I'm going to do another quick podcast episode because there's something alive on my heart right now, and I have a couple minutes, and these IG Live / podcast recordings are kind of working for me because it forces me to just speak, and it takes away my ability to edit and re-record. So whatever comes through is exactly what's supposed to come through. And what's feeling really juicy right now is a conversation around dissolving shame around technology use as mothers. I just had a very beautiful conversation with my dear friend Kat, and we were talking about this. She was asking me what my use around technology and social media is like and how I'm kind of navigating that as a mom and with a toddler right now who wants to be very involved and is also very observant when I'm on my phone. And so this is actually something that I have spent a lot of time thinking about and a lot of time just sitting with in my own experience and how this shows up for me as someone that's building a business basically on my phone. And so I think what I hear a lot from other women and mothers is that there is a lot of shame. They feel a lot of guilt and they feel like they are quote unquote bad mom if they're spending too much time on their phone. And obviously there's a lot of noise out there about screen time. And I mean, it's not all noise. There's a lot of truth out there, but there's also a lot of like fear. And I think there's a lot of just like not enough nuance being brought to the conversation as usual. And I think in a perfect world, obviously, there would be more people in our household and more support in the sense of what our parenting and our mothering experience looks like. And so this isn't so much a conversation around screen time because I think there's too much nuance for that. And I think that's very personal for each family. And really, this whole conversation deserves a lot of nuance. And again, it is very personal for each individual. But what I want to share is just about, yeah, the shame that comes from technology use. And one of the first thoughts I have around that is like, why is that there? Like, why do we feel any type of way for being on our phone, but like that same feeling doesn't happen if we were to get lost in a book, or if we're like busy in the kitchen cooking, or if we're really focused vacuuming? Like, nobody feels guilty for that shit. Nobody feels guilty like, sorry, I was too busy vacuuming. Like, no, it's normalized that vacuuming needs to get done. It's normalized that doing things in the kitchen need to get done. It's praised to go sit down and get lost in a book. But as soon as we are, quote unquote, like lost in our phone, that wave of guilt comes. And so I've gotten curious about that with myself because I've felt all that too. And for me, it's all about the intention behind technology use. And so if I'm lacking that conscious awareness and I'm lacking that intention when I show up and use whatever device it is, then that guilt maybe is warranted. And maybe that's an invitation of like, maybe more intention can be put here. And maybe there could be more purpose with why I'm showing up to use that piece of technology. And then another thing that came up in our conversation this morning was I'm a firm believer, and this is from my own experience, that like restriction doesn't work. It's kind of like diets. Like, a restricted diet would never work for me. Like, if you tell me I can't eat cookies, then I just want cookies more. So the times that I've experimented with like an app blocker or paying attention to the amount of time I've spent on, say, Instagram, for example, that actually just kind of makes me want to go on it more. And it doesn't work well for me. It doesn't feel very good. It feels restrictive for obvious reasons. And so I like to take more of an intuitive approach, and that involves bringing intention into it. And again, like, just really getting curious about, why am I coming to use this app? Why am I picking up this device? What is my intention here? What's the purpose? And really kind of holding the line there. And obviously there's times where there's distraction and I get pulled in different directions, but again, bringing that conscious awareness back of like, oh, what am I doing? And like creating space to make a choice point in those moments. Like when I notice that I've started scrolling and my intention was actually to go message someone or to create my own content, then having that space, like almost slowing myself down, having that space, that pause, gives me the opportunity to make a different decision. So, yeah, I'm curious if that is landing for anyone that's on this live. I think the other thing too is like questioning where the idea and the judgments of technology use being quote unquote like bad are coming from. Again, I sat with this and I realized they're not even mine. Like, I realized that I'm getting a little bit anxious about how much time I'm spending online or how much time I'm spending using technology, because there's so many different projections around me telling me that that's bad and telling me that, like, that means I'm not a present mom. And so I've kind of, again, sat with that and recognized that, wait, those aren't even my own thoughts. And so it gives me the opportunity to kind of make a sovereign choice around that. And for me and my truth and my current experience and season of life and motherhood and business, the use of technology and the use of social media is actually like a really big part of my life. And so I've not just accepted that, but I don't see it as a negative anymore. Like, it's something that I have chosen to embrace and, like I said, just bring intention into it, much like vacuuming. Like, it has to happen. So like, there's no shame in that. And the other thing is also like including my daughter Aubrey in things when I can. So again, it's not that restriction of like, this is so bad that like you're not even allowed to be involved. It's like actually like bringing her into it. So like, I love creating reels with her. I love like when we're watching other people's stories, like sometimes she sits with me and she watches too. She starts to like recognize some people's voices, like, because we see them every day. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I actually like really enjoy our time together. And it's fucking 2024. Technology isn't going anywhere. If we continue to try to restrict it or demonize it, I just don't know that that's actually supporting us in the future. And then especially as entrepreneurs who are likely using our phones and technology and social media as a support to our business, demonizing it and showing up with that like negative energy of like, you are bad, is again, just not supportive. So yeah, this was a little bit of a ramble. I didn't want it to be too long, but just kind of some food for thought on technology use and maybe just kind of getting a little bit more clear on what your actual thoughts are on it. And if some of the stories that you're holding and the beliefs that you have kind of been acting from, are they actually yours? And yeah, just dissolving some of that shame and maybe even dissolving some of that fear. I think for a lot of people, there might be some fear coming up and we don't necessarily know like the long-term negative side effects of all of this technology use. And like, some of that is real, but there's a lot of things that you can do to limit it. Like, I have my phone on airplane mode at night, and like, I try not to wear my phone on my body. I try to like keep it on like a surface beside me. And I use like night mode at bedtime, Or, like, I mean, you can get, like, those funky glasses or, like, just, like, set boundaries for when you're using it. Like, I think that's different, too. Like, boundaries is different than a full-on restriction. So I do have kind of my own personal boundary of, like, no phones past, like, 8 or 9 o'clock-ish p.m. And I am very intentional about using that time to read and kind of wind down for the night. And then that's the time that I have, like, with my husband. So just, again, it's all about intentionality. It's not about restriction. It's not about, like, hard and fast rules. I don't think that works anywhere. And then the other boundary I have is, like, not going on social media first thing in the morning. I do usually, like, reach for my phone first thing in the morning, but that's, I don't know, that's different. And being mindful of, like, what am I seeking when I go to use it? Like, am I using it as a resource to say, like, check the weather? Or in my case, I want to know what time it is because I don't have an alarm clock. That's very different than, like, instantly needing to go check, like, if your reel yesterday went viral. Like, I'm not showing up with that energy. So, yeah, basically, I don't know if I can say this enough, but it's all about the intentionality behind the energy in which you are approaching the device and the piece of technology or the app on social media. And yeah, just, like, giving yourself grace and space and compassion for the season of motherhood you might be in too. Like, I think there's not enough talk about that. And I kind of referenced this in the beginning of the conversation about, like, how much support you have. I know for me, like, I am solo parenting for many, many hours during the day. And so, yeah, if I'm using screens as a crutch, either for myself to, like, save my own sanity, or for my daughter to kind of just have a break and hear someone else's voice, like, I think that's okay. I also, this was something that Kat and I talked about, how, like, our phones are now, for a lot of us, the source of connection we have with our community. And I know that's my story. Like, a lot of my community is online. And so being able to connect with people online, whether it's in Voxer or, like, connecting with people on social media or a family text thread, like, it's 2024, so that's not going away. And can we just embrace it and, again, bring intentionality to it? And then, like I said, I've also been including my daughter, so not only, like, potentially having her see what I'm doing on Instagram and verbalizing, like, what I'm doing, it's not something that I need to keep a secret, but also, like, we FaceTime Dad every morning. So, like, it's stuff like that. Like, this isn't something that needs to be demonized. I'm going to leave it at that because I'm kind of just repeating myself at this point. I will say, though, like, there's a difference between restriction and boundaries. So getting really clear on what the boundaries are for you with the permission slip that those boundaries might change depending on what season of business and motherhood you're in, because that's the other thing too, is, like, there's different seasons of business that require more of my energy using technology. I can go days without reaching for my laptop, and then there's weeks in my business where obviously, like, there's stuff that can only be done on a laptop. So yeah, just some examples. I hope this is maybe helpful or gives you something to think about. As always, I'd love to hear what lands or what some of this conversation stirs up for you. So let me know. Okay, before you go, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. If you were thinking of anyone while listening, please send it their way. And if anything resonated with you or you love these conversations, please subscribe and leave a review. This really helps the podcast algorithms put my show in front of more people just like you. And the last thing, I would love nothing more than hearing from you. So say hi, DM me on Instagram, and give me a follow at Nicole Pazvier. Until next time.